Welcome to Catholic Central Audio Meditation with the Bible. I'm Kai.
And I'm Libby. You may have watched our episode, Praying with the Bible, using the Ignatian Method. This is a way to pray using your imagination with the Bible. Now we invite you to try it. To prepare, find a comfortable place where you will not be disturbed. You may also want to do this while walking.
We're going to use the story of the feeding of the 5,000. If you want to read along, you can open your Bible to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 13 to 20.
You can also just listen to Kai read it. Let's get started. Try to get into a prayerful state. Close your eyes, if you're able to do so safely, and take a few deep breaths. Try to let go of any other thoughts. Ask God to be with you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear God, you love us and you guide us. Be with me now as I read from the Bible. Open my heart to the lessons and gifts I might receive from your word today. I pray in your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now listen to Kai read the passage. We will read it through twice.
Jesus withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full.
Imagine the scene with Jesus in the deserted place by the sea. The water, the boats, the fields and hills. What is the weather like? What do you smell? What do you hear? Use your imagination to see the people in the distance streaming toward Jesus. Men, women, some of them sick or handicapped. See the faces of the disciples, the face of Jesus. Now listen to the passage again and imagine the story as it unfolds.
Jesus withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over. 12 wicker baskets full.
Imagine the story. How did people respond to Jesus? What was it like when he healed individuals? What made them want to stay? People are getting hungry. Some of them have come a long distance. The disciples ask everyone to sit on the grass. Jesus says a blessing over a basket of a meager amount of bread and fish, yet the crowd is so large. The disciples divide the food into smaller baskets. People around you strain to see the baskets. Will there be any left? The basket arrives. There's plenty there. People are helping themselves. How does the mood change when the hungry people have food in their hands? What is the bread like? The fish? You see the disciples with the baskets winding their way back toward Jesus. They offer a second helping to the gathered people. When they reach Jesus, there are leftovers, 12 baskets full of leftovers from the food that had barely filled the basket. Where were you in the story? There's no wrong answer. In your imagination, where were you watching from? What role did you play? Did you get close to Jesus or one of his disciples? Now leave the scene and turn to prayer. Talk to God. In what ways do you need healing? In what ways are you hungry like the people? In what ways might you feel overwhelmed like the disciples who did not think they had enough to meet the needs of others? What did you feel? Was there any message or insight that came to you as you were in the story? Look for at least one thing of how God spoke to you as you prayed. We're almost done. To conclude, say a prayer of thanks and ask God to help you understand what he was saying in the passage.
Thank you, God, for this time. You fed the 5,000 that day. Please feed my hungers and help me to feed others in their need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thanks for praying with us.
Try this on your own. Let us know if this was helpful. Share it with a friend.
God bless you all.